How's this? Sorry, I just had to get your attention. Hey.
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 How's that?
Yes, Bridge.
This is a first world problem.
What's
clogging
happened?
The Supreme Court, and I am incensed about it. In fact, if I let some incense, this woman would go off about it as well.
She'd love it, actually.
I would hate to live next to this woman. She's in Perth. Now, she's demanding that her neighbours stop smoking. I get it if that's wafting over a bit. Bouncing balls, how dare children bounce a ball. And cooking barbecues in the backyard.
I draw the line there.
All right, hang on, she's vegan, that's why. How dare you cook up a storm? I mean, how can you not love that smell?
Oh.
You know when you smell it down the street and you're like, oh, Smiths are cooking a barbie.
What do you do? That for every Saturday morning when you open the door at Bunnings, what can you smell?
She must not have any hardware. She wouldn't be able to go to a Bunnings.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. Well, she said this has been devastating, talking about not getting alive. It's been turmoil. It's been unrest. I haven't been able to sleep.
You smell fish. All I smell is fish. I can't enjoy my backyard. I can't go out there. It's deliberate. That's what I said to the court. It's deliberate. Mm. They've just banged the wall at any time when I've been sleeping. Then their kids with their basketballs. It's been devastating. Mm. It's been a turmoil.
And funny, if you do watch that vision, it looks like she hasn't been to Bunnings.
How can you enjoy your backyard? Look at it.
She doesn't know what a mower is.
Wow.
But I love the way people always do, oh, it's deliberate. Like people are cooking this up in a big witch's brew in their backyard because everyone's got time to annoy a vegan. I wish I did.
Well, I'd say put on the slow cooker.
Wouldn't you?
Every morning I'll be out there.
Would.
Just the big slow cooker. Make sure it cooks there and it's got to smoke there for like 15 hours.
You'd put a pig in a spit with an apple in its mouth, wouldn't you?
So good. But seriously, like you can have some really good neighbours, but they can't. There might be just that one thing annoys you about your neighbour.
Oh, where do you start? Where do you
just that one thing. Right. Like, yeah, they could be your best friends. You know, a lot of people are friends with their neighbours.
Yeah, that's fine.
But then you go, they've got five teenagers now and they all park their cars over the street you can't get a park.
It's a fine line too if they come over too much because you always feel invaded. Look, I know and most people know, I love my neighbours. It's their grandkids that are just absolute pains in the backsides.
Yeah.
However, they scream and yell and they carry on. One thing I heard them do the other day and it was the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
What's that?
Putting the clothes on the line and I heard... what kind of bird's that?
What?
And then the noise has got heavier and breathier and crazier.
Are these the grandparents next door?
No, thank goodness. It's the grandkids.
What do you mean?
20s.
Wow.
No, not 50 shades of grey.
Well, they were going for a home run.
It was a bird. And no, it wasn't.
It was two.
Al
love
fresco,
Rod, what's that one thing annoys you about your neighbour?
good morning, Victor. Victor is of Russian extraction.
Aww.
And he'll occasionally have the entire Russian Orthodox Church congregation come and celebrate all things Russian. And they normally do it by drinking lots of vodka and singing loudly. You know, the old Russian tunes.
Yeah, those classics, eh?
Those classics,
What's that one thing that annoys you about your neighbour? We'd love you to call and let us know.
Yeah, give us a call. Everyone loves it. You know, even if you love your neighbour, there's always one thing that you don't like about your neighbour.
Living next to you'd be a nightmare.
No, I'm okay.
No, you're not.
Oh, yeah. No, the barbecue gets me. Bounce the
smoking,
ball.
I can understand.
Yeah, I understand that, but come on.
But the smell of a barbecue, it's one of the great smells, God's gift to life.
Well, to death.
I love it.
Okay, we've got Tamara in Karama. What's that one thing that annoys you about your neighbour?
It was my old neighbour, which I actually got out of my lease because of the neighbour.
That's next level.
That was next level, yes. We had a big steep driveway and we had to share the driveway to get to our alternative driveways of our own. We had a double carport and she had a single driveway. And her garage was full, so she always parked in her driveway. But she would not park on her driveway because she wanted to leave a spot for her kids to play. But we could not get in and out of our carport because she would park in the visitor spot that was used for us to reverse into to go up the driveway.
That's when you need a monster truck.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And we tried to approach her about it, and I said, I've got to learn a driver. You know, can you please not park there? It's hard for us to get out. That's my park. It's not been my park.
No.
But no, it's actually a visitor spot.
Petty.
Yes, oh, it was dreadful. We had some full-on blowies over that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you did.
Yeah. Slash the tyres.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. At least we both think the same.
Yeah, don't we? Yeah. Hey, Jeremy in Miami, your neighbour, what does your neighbour do that annoys you?
Oh, mate, I cut my grass. He cuts his grass.
Yeah.
You know, on the nature strip, yes. out the front, yep, of the council. It's like he's got the council bloody, you know, the regulations.
Yeah. Yes.
And he cuts his grass right up until where my land starts, and it's so frustrating.
Oh,
it's,
yeah, like,
you know what I mean?
He doesn't, yeah, even do, oh, yours. Doesn't even continue.
No. It doesn't even do it. And he does it really early. Really
but
early.
If you do yours, would you do his?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course you gotta.
You can cut, right, each other's grass.
Yeah.
You're a good bloke, Jeremy.
Good on,
yeah,
you,
Jeremy. Well,
actually,
Jeremy,
it's funny that you bring up mowing the lawn, isn't it?
Yeah, it is really funny. Lenore. Is it Lenore?
Yeah, I used to live next to Lenore.
Yeah,
lovely
Lenore,
South African.
The lovely South African, yeah, yes. Well, no. Have a listen, because she hates swearing, as you know. So yeah. Imagine living next to you.
Oh, no. Oh,
Peter, I can hear you.
Oh, yes, yeah, sorry.
So, Spider, to sum up, you're the annoying neighbour.
You are.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.